Welcome back to Amolodox Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder CardTech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolodox Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity in small and medium-sized businesses. This is episode 19 of the Continuous Educational Series and Interviews. In this episode, we are going through the journey of going paperless and why you should digitize. We hope this will give you insight when you are making the decision to go paperless. Digitization is the conversion of physical information into digital format and can be accessed from an electronic device such as a computer or your smartphone. Have you ever thought that your paper documents will deteriorate and get damaged with time, and the information stored on them may get lost, especially if the intention of keeping the documents is to use them in future? The longer paper documents are kept and the more they are handled, the more they deteriorate. Digitization is much more complex than document scanning because it includes more components, which includes capturing specifically content, classification, and indexing of the paper document as per your documenting process. So what documents should be included in the digitization process? There are different types of documents that we use in our everyday documentation in our workspaces. There are standardized paper documents, which are usually in A4 size, which would include documents such as contracts, forms, and reports, which sometimes come in an A3 leaflet. So A3 is 2 times the size of A4. Sometimes these documents can come in large format, which can be as big as A0 size or even larger. These are documents like plans and maps. And they tend to deteriorate fast because of the continuous use and handling, and also because of their size. By digitizing these documents, the area used to store them is also reduced because they tend to occupy a very big storage space. Other forms of documents that you can digitize are photographs and microfilms, which are in paper format, and microfilms are different. Photographs and microfilms. Photographs are in paper format, while the microfilm are different, though they still also get damaged and deteriorate with time. So what factors do we look at when preparing for digitization? First, we look at the condition of the paper document. This will determine how the document will be scanned and which scanner will be used. Documents which are fragile, damaged, and in poor condition may require special and basic conservation treatment to prevent further damage, which would involve additional cost and can be very expensive. The demand for the document is also another factor. If there is a high demand for a specific document, it is best to have the document digitized to minimize damage to the original document and minimize the cost of moving this document from one person to another. Digitization would help in speeding up accessibility to the document. Intrinsic value of the information held by the paper document is also another factor. The document should be of value to the company for it to be digitized. The digitization process should have value based on the overall objective of the company as a whole. Another factor is the intellectual property. The company should have rights to the paper document to have it placed in a digital format. Intellectual rights to documents should be addressed as per the company's needs. What is the risk of damage on the document being digitized? That is another factor. And how worn out is the document that no further damage should be caused while scanning? The technical aspect is that the company should be capable of capturing describing, storing, and making accessibility to the digital format easy. Preparation and capturing of the document should be of high quality. The search and access tools should be flowing, and accessibility to documents defined by each user's rights, whether as read-only rights or editing rights. Mass digitization of documents should not affect the quality of the digital documents. Quality digital versions should be available for the users. The company should come up with a digitization strategy on how the digitization process will take place. They may decide to put a team in place to handle the digitization process or use an outsourced service provider, whereby due diligence must be done to ensure the service provider will provide efficient and quality digital versions of the captured documents. Also, depending on the budget of the company, it can decide to digitize all the documents at once or have them digitized in phases or on a need basis. The company can decide to either start with the front end, which is handling current documents, or the back end, which is starting from the past. What challenges do we encounter in digitization? The challenges comes in terms of the paper size, where the paper sizes are different. This slows down the process. The standard size of paper is usually A4. But there might be documents like receipts, which may be smaller in size, or identity document copies. The documents have to be separated and scanned one by one because of the different sizes. The paper thickness or thinness also can cause difficulty in scanning. So the standard paper size thickness is usually around 70 grams or 80 grams. But you'll encounter documents that are 80 grams and above, and some might even go up to 300 grams. And some documents might have been produced on thin paper of less than 70 grams. This will also slow down the process because of the different paper weight. And there are also some scanners which might not take in thicker or thinner paper documents in the automatic document feeder. Another factor is the paper texture. Some paper documents are produced in rough paper, such as embossed paper, which might affect the clarity of the documents because of the rough surface. Some part of text might not show clearly. They may also cause paper jam while being scanned. The other factor that might also bring some difficulty is colored paper. Depending on the choice of scan, whether the scanner scans in black and white or in color, will determine the outcome of the scan. If a colored paper is scanned as black and white, it might appear as a solid color black. So when selecting the scanner you're going to use for digitization, care with regard to scan has to be taken into consideration. A test scan can be done before going through the whole process to avoid double workload. So bulk number of documents also causes challenges because the sorting period becomes longer to ensure that the documents are sorted out correctly, also to assess the condition or damage of the document. Security of the documents is also another challenge. It is an area of concern which has to be considered during the digitization process to ensure there is no leakage of information while the process is going on. Only authorized personnel are allowed to carry out the process to ensure maximum security. To speed up the process of digitization would require a large number of personnel. This would mean diverting quite a number of personnel from their normal productive duties to join the digitization process. This can be also another challenge. The other alternative is to outsource and leave the employees to continue their everyday duties. You can actually configure your scans to get scanned directly to your Google Drive, or Dropbox, or your selection of cloud storage, saving you the hassle of double work of scanning and then transferring later. I hope this episode will bring value to you in the digitization strategy in your workplace. Your situation is unique, You may come with a different set of goals and challenges, and we can work together to make progress in this change process. It can be a confusing process with many electronic document management systems in the marketplace, making it difficult to know which one is the right one. Make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be the right fit. This can be a very costly affair. This is where we come in, if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening, and please, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a review. I'm on this learning journey with you, and let's work together. Looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For more of similar episodes, go to my website page, amorodocs.co.ke. And while at it, kindly rate and review the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you again, and bye.